going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, does he have an outside influence? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband can be the sweetest man or the most annoying person in the world, depending on his mood. If he feels like talking, he does it on his terms. I share tidbits of my workday with him, and we talk about that together. But if I ask him how his day was, he says everything was fine or uneventful that day. He doesn't share any parts of his personal life, and it sounds strange to say that because I thought marriage meant that we had the same personal life with the exception of our friends. He has a different opinion, and when I ask him what's going on, he tells me that I'm nosy or nagging him. As a married man, he rode through a new neighborhood and took pictures of three homes, and I saw the pictures on his phone. I can't ask about them because he would have a fit and start hiding his phone again. He always has his AirPods in, and he walks around the house on the phone. I don't dare ask him who he's talking to because he will embarrass me while he is on the phone. He's done that numerous times before. I have walked in on him pleasuring himself, and call me crazy, but I think he was on the phone with another woman while he was doing it. It makes me think he has an outside influence that's making him act like this towards me. The final straw for me was him coming home with a tray of jambalaya and a tray of seafood pasta, and he said that a girl he met recently has a new catering company, so he helped her out by ordering from her. Why didn't he call me first to see what I wanted? Do I need to find the new girl that caters food, or is it someone else? Why has my husband's attitude changed? Well, it doesn't sound like it's changed much. It sounds like he's been the same person throughout your marriage. You said he could be the sweetest man or the most annoying person in the world, depending on his mood. You said that. Now you're asking about outside influences. If you mean another woman, yes, it most certainly can be that. And it could be this catering woman. I mean, but it really sounds like something you should be asking him. And not us, not Steve and I. But again, you should be asking your husband, like I said, because why are you so afraid to talk to this man? You're afraid, it sounds like. And it doesn't sound like he likes you at all. He doesn't want to hear what you have to say. He's ignoring you in the house with his AirPods in. So far, the way it's been going, you say something, he shuts you down with his response. Who gave him that power? You did. I mean, what's wrong with you asking him certain questions? And who is he that he won't answer you? Or is he, why is he trying to make you feel badly for asking the questions in the first place? This is a controlling situation on his part, I think, because he's got you scared to say anything to him. You got to speak up. You have a voice. You got to change the narrative here. Let him know how you feel and what you want. Make it about you sometimes, not always about him. Steve?
Well,
This letter right here has a few angles to it. I will tell you this right here. He don't like you.
Mm-mm.
Let me just go get that out the way. He don't really like you. And I'm going to help you understand something about women. So women, pay attention, because I think this is going to help a lot of you, because I've heard this before. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband can be the sweetest man or the most annoying person in the world. I'm not talking about that part right there. Depending on his mood, if he feels like talking, he does it on his terms. Most men are not as talkative as women overall as a whole. That's just, and I'm not being sexist, it's just most men are normally not as talkative as most women. Now, are there exceptions to that? Of course it is. But I'm just making a general statement for the most part. So that's not uncommon. Here's the problem in this letter starting. I share tidbits of my workday with him, and we talk about that together. But if I ask him how his day was, he says everything was fine or eventful that day. He don't share any parts of his personal life, and it sounds strange to say that. Well, let me start with this. When you say you share tidbits of your day, and we talk about it, and then when you ask him how his day was, he said everything was fine or uneventful. Why is that happening? Because you take up all the time.
Tidbits mean small.
To her. But you know how many tidbits she done bought up? And you take up all the doggone talk time. Then when you ask him how his day went, he go, whew, I'm fine. Everything was good. Ain't nothing happened. Just wasn't eventful. How many women go through this? I can promise you a lot. Because ladies, you don't even see how you come across with that. And I'm not blaming you. I'm just, you're not aware of these tidbits that you talk about. It don't really be bits. And it don't be tids. Because y'all have to verbalize things. And you take up the time. So I, in defense of him, it's you talking too much. And it's after work, and a man ain't gonna want to talk about his work. He just ain't. So that part is okay. Now, the rest of the letter is not good. He doesn't share any parts of his personal life, and that sounds strange to say that, because I thought marriage meant that we had the same personal life. Who told you that? That's not what that means. You cannot have the same personal life as your mate. Who told you that? You have to always have some form of individuality in order for the marriage to work. Nobody wants to be tied to the hip with somebody the rest of their life. Nobody finna do that.
Hang on, Steve.
I want to go do something. My wife go do something. We can't do everything together. I don't want you playing golf.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, does he have an outside influence? We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, does he have an outside influence?
I don't know if he has an outside influence, but this man don't like you, so let's get to this letter. Either your husband can be the sweetest person in the world or most annoying, depends on his mood. He only likes to talk on his terms. Now, here's what she said in the letter. I share tidbits of my workday with him and talk about it together, but I ask him how his workday was. He say everything was fine and it wasn't nothing eventful. And I'm telling her that's because you use up all the time with all your tidbits. By the time you cover the 8-9 tidbits that happen to you all day, he don't want to talk no more. It's after work. I'm off. I don't want to talk about my job. I want to leave my job at the house. That's all that is. But now let's move on. And then she said, that sounds kind of strange to her, because I thought marriage meant that we had the same personal life. Lady, who told you that? Marriage does not mean you have the same personal life. That means you come together, join together in a marriage, to be a benefit and a help to one another, to pledge your love to somebody, and to help you all reach a common goal, and to live your life together and have a family. That's marriage. Should you have a personal life of your own? You absolutely should. There are things that your wife should do that she don't want you involved in and you don't want to be involved in. And there's some things that you do that your wife don't need to be involved in and you don't want to be involved in. I don't want my wife smoking cigars. Me and my friend. I don't want my wife coming to play golf with me. Mm-hmm. Every time she tell me I'm going to take some golf lessons, I change the subject.
What do you change it to? That's
just anything. Shopping.
Oh, okay.
Let's do something you like to
do. Yeah.
And then that's it. And come on now.
She got
her friends. They go have their teas, their little wines and stuff. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends smoke cigars, play golf. That's it. And fish. Mm. Now, she fishes with me. But that's it. All right, now. Then he has a different opinion. And when I ask him what's going on, he tells me that I'm nosy or nagging him. Nagging, ladies, I wrote in the book, and I will remind you what nagging is. Nagging is tone and timing. That's all it is. So it could be the way you're bringing it up and the tone you're using to it. It could be. But your man don't really care for you. We finna get into that. As a married man, he rode through a new neighborhood and took pictures of three homes, and I saw the pictures on his phone. So, he took pictures of three houses he liked. Now, you saw him on his phone. Now, guess what? I can't ask him about him, because he would have a fit and start hiding his phone again. Wait a minute. What you mean hiding his phone again? You been going through the man's phone? So, now he done took some pictures of three houses he liked. That's all it was. Man, lady, come on. You got to pull up. You're too much. You overreacting a little bit here, but maybe not, because he don't like you. He always has his AirPods in, and he walks around the house on the phone. I dare not ask him who he's talking to, because he will embarrass me while he's on the phone. He don't like you. This dude just walking around the house. What you talking to me? See, I'm on the phone. Let me talk on the phone. I don't bother you when you're on the phone. Now you over there in the corner going, oh, I didn't mean all that. Now, wait a minute. I have walked in on him pleasuring himself and called me crazy. But I think he was on the phone with another woman while he was doing it. Now, he probably was.
If you're being honest.
I'm just going to be real with you. I can't help him here. I'm going to just go out and say that probably what was happening.
That helps for sure, right?
It is, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay. It makes me think he has an outside influence that's making him act like this towards me. Lady, how much information you need?
Right.
He don't talk to you. He keep his earbuds in. Every time you say something to him, he taking pictures of three houses. He ain't mentioned the houses to you. He on the phone pleasuring himself. You think he talking to a woman? Call me crazy. I think he got outside influence making him act. The final straw for me was him coming home with a tray of jambalaya and a tray of seafood pasta. And he said that the girl he met recently had a new catering company, so he helped her out by ordering from her. That sounds fair. Why didn't he call me first to see what I wanted? He don't like you. He don't care what you want. How many times I got to tell you? He don't even talk to you. You going to eat what I bring home. I bought a tray of it. Eat this right here. I don't even like you. Matter of fact, I don't even care what you want.
Leave your comments.
Do I need to find this new girl that caters to food? Okay, go over there.
Strawberry letter.
Why is my husband's attitude changed? It ain't changed. He been the same through the whole letter.
Yeah, on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you, Steve. It's Steve Harvey.
He don't like you.
Check us out at the Strawberry Letter Podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us like, it just gave us a feeling.
a three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.